contacting the owner. In less than 10 minutes on the internet, I can find the value of almost any house, how many square feet it is, how many bedrooms and baths it has, what was paid for it and when, where it is located, and in many cases see an actual aerial photograph of it taken by a satellite camera. Does that surprise you? Well, you won't be surprised for long because this is exactly the type of information you'll be pulling off the internet yourself as you investigate properties. Everything I just mentioned is a matter of public record. None of the sources to find this information are illegal or shady. In fact, most all of them are government agencies. My point here is simply, if I can find out that information about your house, you can find it out about any building you are interested in purchasing. That includes the name, address, and phone number of the owner. That's one easy way to find out information about a property. You can also take the direct approach and ask residents, the property manager, real estate brokers who work in the area, the tax assessor's office, and title companies. Sometimes, as you look for the owners of a property, you'll discover it is owned by a corporation, not a person. Don't let that stop you. Call the Corporation Commission in your state, and you'll be able to get the names, addresses, and phone numbers of the corporation officers. Nothing is secret. Once you have enough facts about the property, you'll want to call the owner. This is the best way to find out more about the property and see if the owner would entertain an offer. Making a phone call can be scary at first, but not if you are honest from the get-go. There is no need to tap dance. Just ask the question and be prepared for rejection. To help you through the first conversation with the property owner, please listen to the following example.
Hello?
Hello. My name is Ken McElroy. Are you the property owner at 555 8 Plex Avenue?
At this point, the owner is thinking you are a mortgage broker trying to get him to refinance. Or he or she will want to hang up.
Yes, I am.
Your property is one of 10 that fits my parameters of an 8-plex in Old Town Scottsdale, and I'd like to talk to you about buying it.
Now the owner is thinking, who is this guy and is he reputable? Is he a broker or just trying to get a sales listing, or is this a real buyer?
I might be interested in that. What did you have in mind, Ken?
First, I'm not a broker looking for a listing, and I'd like to say that everything we talk about here is confidential, and I'm prepared to send you a confidentiality agreement. I'll fax it to you immediately, signed by me.
The owner is now thinking the confidentiality agreement is very professional. This sounds legitimate.
What kind of money are we talking about?
I'm not prepared to make an offer today, but once I find out more about your property and its operations, I'll get a formal offer to you within a week. If you can give me some basic information, I could get an offer started right away.
At this point, you are not in a position to make any kind of offer because you don't know how the property is operating. Remember, buying right is about buying based on operating performance.
My offer will be based on a return on my investment, and I won't know what that return is until I look at the operations of the property.
The seller may be reluctant to give this information, or he or she may be open to it. You must make the owner understand that he or she is risking nothing by giving you this information, and that he won't ever get an offer unless he or she does.
What kind of information do you need?
For starters, I'll need the rent roll, and your current occupancy. We'll also need your operating expenses.
These two pieces of information are critical to establishing the purchase price, as you'll see in the next section. You will likely find you are educating the seller here and helping him or her determine what the property is really worth.
I don't want to send you that information.
Okay. I can make you an offer without it, but unless I know how the property is operating, the offer may change dramatically should we decide to go forward, and I will see this information during the buying process. I'd rather be informed now and provide you a reasonable offer right up front. If nothing else, you'll get an assessment of how much your property is worth. I'd rather not have to renegotiate further down the line.
The owner needs to understand that there is no risk here. This is information you'll need to know sooner or later, and sooner is better. As you'll see in the next section, you'll review the property operations in detail before you buy anything, so there's no point in keeping this information secret.
Tell me a little bit about you and your company.
If the owner asks this question, be prepared with your 30-second speech about your company.
We're a real estate investment company here in town, and we're looking for properties in this one-mile area near the Old Town Scottsdale Center. With the right information, we're prepared to make an offer within 1 week.
The idea here is to make sure they know you are professional and credible, and that you mean business. You must demonstrate that you are capable of pulling off the deal, and that you are decisive about what you want.
That sounds fine. I'll get you the information you need.
To conclude the call, restate the action items and set up the delivery dates.
To summarize, then, you're going to get me the rent roll, current occupancy, and operating expenses by tomorrow morning. I'm going to send you my confidentiality agreement immediately, and I'm going to send you my offer letter within a week of receiving your information.
Fine. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Great. I'll get back to you. Thank you for your time. Goodbye.
Now, what if the seller is not interested? The conversation might go something like this.
No, I'm not interested.
I see. Can I send you my information just in case you reconsider in the future?
In the event of rejection, don't burn the bridge. Many of the properties I own today were originally owned by people who were not interested in selling at first. Stay in contact with these people and call once a quarter. Put them on your mailing list. Contacting the owner can be easy, providing you steer the conversation in the direction just demonstrated. The goal with the first phone call is to try to educate the seller and build a relationship. There are two kinds of sellers, one trusting and the other untrusting. Some people may give you lots of information, and that helps. Others may be secretive and not want to divulge anything. Either way, keep accurate notes of everything stated, because what is stated in the conversation is highly material to any future negotiations.